Our gospel lesson this week portrays 10 bridesmaids. 5 of them, we are told, are wise and 5 are foolish. The foolish ones have brought no oil reserved for their lamps in case their oil runs low. The groom is late coming to the wedding, but finally appears at midnight. And the unprepared, the foolish, call out to the others, "Give us some oil." But the thoughtful, well-prepared ones tell them to get their own. And so the chance is missed. The door, we are told, is barred, even as those left behind without extra oil cry for it to be opened. But it's too late. The moral of the story, keep your eyes open, for you know not the day or the hour. We never know the hour or the day. All 10 bridesmaids, recall, were asleep. The difference was that 5 of them were ready. 5 were prepared and the others were not. The point is not that we should calculate when destiny might arrive, when the Lord might come again. It is that we should be ready for Him every moment of our lives. So how shall we be ready? What do we need to do to be prepared? Well, there's something important to notice in this parable, and that is that all 10 of the maidens were equal before the oil ran out. Jesus doesn't tell us that some of them were good and others were bad. He doesn't tell us that there was a difference between the brightness of their lamps or that some of the women had had a checkered past or had misbehaved. The distinction was in no way based on their behavior or spiritual achievement. The division occurred when, after the bridegroom was delayed and they had all fallen asleep, they were suddenly awakened. At that moment, a distinction between the two groups of bridesmaids occurred. The wise ones had oil for their lamps to greet him. The foolish ones had none. The oil in their lamps is the basis of distinction. Now, what does this oil represent? What does its possession have to do with being prepared? I think we can read this parable clearly in the context of the New Testament and see that the oil we're talking about is the oil of faith and trust in Jesus Christ, what He has accomplished for us in His death and resurrection. As St. Paul wrote in Romans, we hold that all men, all women, all children are justified by faith apart from the works of God's law. Faith, believing in Christ as your Savior, is the oil. If the oil represented righteous life, we'd all be in trouble. But, as it's written in Romans, there is no distinction since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But the door of mercy will be opened by the oil of simple, childlike faith. Draw near and hear His response, "I will in no wise cast you out."